Washington state officials are still hopeful about getting involved in the federal government's effort to test aerial drones. The FAA rejected Washington state's application yesterday. Instead of choosing Washington's proposal, it picked six sites, including a joint proposal from Oregon, Alaska, and Hawaii. But officials say conversations between the state and the FAA will continue. KUOW's Lisa Brooks spoke to Alex Peach about the issue. Peach is the state official who's leading Washington's proposal.
Obviously, we're disappointed. A lot of people from all over the state worked on Washington's proposal, and we thought we had a competitive bid. And so we'll be working in the next days and weeks to talk to the FAA and find out why our proposal might have fell short and see what opportunities there are for us to work with the newly established sites going forward.
Are you familiar with the one from Oregon, Alaska, and Hawaii that was selected?
I think there's two reasons why that bid was successful. One, they're already doing work there, and two, there's obviously wide open spaces both over land and water. That there are no populations around. So, you know, I consider that as one of the reasons why Alaska was successful. They have auxiliary test sites in Oregon and Hawaii as part of their proposal, I understand, but the concentration of the effort is in Alaska.
Would you remind me of what Washington State's proposal was?
Sure. So we proposed the establishment of the Pacific Northwest Unmanned Aerial Systems Flight Center, based in Moses Lake at the former Larson Air Force Base at Grant County International Airport. So that would be the base of operations, but then we designated seven test sites or flight areas around the state where researchers could test various scenarios. So there was a high desert over mountain terrain. There was we had the Yakima firing range, so you could do military applications there. We also had an overwater range in partnership with Grays Harbor County. And so we thought, you know, in all there were seven different areas where you could fly in different types of scenarios, different distances, that type of thing.
How many jobs did you estimate that would bring to Washington?
Well, it was really hard to say. You know, the FAA didn't, there's no money attached to this proposal, so it all had to be entirely self-funded. We thought that, you know, and I still believe that over time, industry will be attracted to these sites. As, you know, at least for the next 5 to 10 years, this is the place where UASs will be able to actually fly. And so companies that are developing technologies are going to want to at least set up outposts there.
And finally, will you have a direct conversation with anybody from the FAA about their reasons, or how will you go about figuring out what exactly happened?
Sure. The FAA has offered all of the applicants the opportunity to debrief, and members of our consortium are already interested in doing that and already expressed that interest. The Unmanned Aerial Systems Industry Organization has did a study last year, and they said that Washington was only behind California in terms of states in the country that had the most economic benefit to gain from the emergence of the unmanned systems industry. You know, we were right behind California, given our long aerospace history and the presence of aerospace companies in the state. And we think that there's a bright future in the unmanned systems industry for Washington State. Clearly, we're disappointed that we weren't designated in one of these sites, but we don't think that means that there is an opportunity for us going forward.
That's Alex Peach. He's the director of Washington Governor Jay Inslee's Office of Aerospace. He spoke with KUOW's Lisa Brooks about the FAA's rejection of Washington State's application to be a test site for aerial drones.